I meant with your future, your life.
Well, that's a little hard to say.
Ben.
Excuse me. Mr. McGuire.
Ben.
Mr. McGuire.
Come with me for a minute. I want to talk to you. Excuse us, Joanne.
Of course. Thank you.
He is
just wonderful.
I
look at him and I can't believe it.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
Exactly. How do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics. Think about it. Will you think about it?
Yes, I will.
Enough said. That's a deal.
Here he is now. Here's...
Why do we...
Come on out here, Danny!
Why can't we just...
Woo!
I mean...
You know, I'm out here screaming at the top of my lungs and I don't even know why. Woo! Kurt! I don't mean to put you on the spot here, brother. Woo!
What? Do we have to listen?
But everybody's dying to know. It's been 2 months, and we gotta know. Are you in? Are you out? Woo!
They're making a whole mockery.
Well, I tell you, Rick, you have put me on the spot here a little bit. Woo! You know I got a dog named Spot. Woo! Just to sum it up, you put me on the spot. Woo! But as bad as I hate to say it, woo! I can't give you or these people an answer tonight. Woo!
You know, last week was one of the greatest moments.
You know something, Kurt Hennig?
And this has gone right.
I knew that you were going to give us that answer, so I took it upon myself to give all these people a big surprise. Right now, well, I'd like to introduce to you my best friend, the enforcer of the Four Horsemen, Arn Anderson. Woo!
You know, I can think of all the things that this group has done. Guys, this is the lowest form yet. This is not.
Come on, Double A. I know you're having a hard time getting down here. Come on.
Can some producer,
my best friend.
Can some security member stop? Can anyone put a stop to this? Would anyone look at me? What am I talking about? Get it.
This is a total disgrace.
Everybody make a little noise for the enforcer. Come on. Double A, Danny, you're looking great. I know you were taking care of more important business for a second.
I was taking care of horseman business. Before I go any further, let me let all the horsemen out here know one thing. Guys, the beer's on ice.
All right, Danny! Woo!
Gong them. You know something? It's pretty ironic that on Labor Day, WCW would decide to honor me, because anybody that's followed my career knows one thing. Y'all was wondering when I was going to go into labor. You know, I sat back there today and I watched that highlight tape of my career and I said to myself, you know, I'm a guy of average size, average speed, average quickness, average looks, average intelligence, average carpentry skills. But you know what? I parlayed that into a wrestling career that, if I may say so myself, was quite excellent. But you know something?
This is not right.
4 months ago, I had a neck injury. Subsequently, I lost the feeling in my hand, my left hand. The significance of that, that's a hand I open beer with. But you know something? I willed myself back from that injury. I got in the gym. I didn't do anything. I walked around, but I got to the gym. And you know what? I started to come back. But about a week ago, I went to the neighborhood bar. I bellied up against the bar like only I can. And a fat broad, that's right, a fat broad, came up and smacked me in the back and sent a chill down me. Same fat broads have been following the horsemen for 20 years. But as I looked at that long neck laying on that cheap industrial grade carpentry, I said to myself, how ironic. I wasn't so much the fact that I was out $3.75. What it was to me was sand ticking down through the hourglass, and everybody knows, so are the days of our lives. You know, one thing you could say when Arn Anderson was coming to town, besides the fact that I left a lot of unpaid bar tabs, was Arn Anderson was coming to town. And you knew if I was on the card, I was going to give you 100%. No matter how drunk, how hungover I was going to give you all I had. And back in those days before the NWO, you 8 people that bought those tickets got one heck of a show. But you know what? As I come out here tonight, I ask you people, don't remember how I used to be. Remember me how I look right now.
We've reached the lowest point
good
ever
Mongo
on this program. We have.
So Kurt, that puts me and you. And I got a challenge for you. Wait a second. I don't want to fight you because I ain't won one in 20 years. What I got for you is a challenge. Because as much as I want to be a horseman, I know if I come out here right now, I not only put him in danger, but I put my best friend in danger, and I can't do that. So what I'm doing tonight is I got a challenge to you. And I ain't got much to offer you because the beer's spoken for. But what I do got is I got a spot. A spot with the four horsemen. Not just a spot, not a liver spot, not a spot like your dog spot. No, not just any spot, but my spot. So I need to know right now, do you accept it? My spot, not their spot, liver spot, dog spot, anybody's spot, my spot, to become a four horseman. Not my spot, anybody's spot, dog spot, liver spot, my spot.
Yeah.
As much as I want to say I'm a double A fan, as much as I want to say I like to be a four horseman, it's hard to say because I don't like you and I don't like the four horsemen. But I tell you what, it would be an honor.
And it has been a total joke. Now,
it's not funny anymore.
No, it's not.
Not when you know Arn Anderson like we do.
I ask about security. I do understand security. They've had their hands full this entire time with holding Ric Flair, Curt Hennig, Mongo, all the horsemen back.
Maybe the most pathetic display of all from the NWA.
Dominus vobiscum, nobisco. Et Spiritus Sanctum.
There, Gustavus.
So long, Johnny.
Me, Gustavus.
You bet.
You, Gustavus. We missed the bus. They missed the bus.
Be brave, huh, Johnny?
When's the next bus?
Always, Nails.
Summa cum laude, magnum cum laude, the radio's do laude.
Adeste fidelis,
semper fidelis, high fidelis.
Why didn't I take shop?
Post meridian, anti meridian, uncle meridian, all the little meridians.
Goodbye, Johnny.
Bye, Rock.
The Magna Carta, Master Charger.
Spit in his eye, Johnny.
Dum Procellus.
You bet, Rabbi.
Lots of Vitalis.
Four and 20 years ago, I come into this life, the son of a woman and a man who lived in strife. He was tired of being poor, and he wasn't into selling door to door, and he worked like the devil to be. Different kind of poverty now upsets me so. Night after sleepless night, I walk the floor and I want to know, why am I so alone? Where is my woman? Can I bring her home? Have I driven her away? See that it is empty, and this devil's in my head. I embrace the many-colored beast. I grow weary of the torment. Can there be no peace? And I find myself just wishing that my life would simply cease.
Qualifications.
Rape, murder, arson, and rape.
You said rape twice.
I like rape.
He'll do.
Charming. Sign right here. Very good. Badge.
Next!
Stay on the spot.
the golden child.
He does not need it.
To save his life.
The child lives for our sakes, not for his own.
I humbly beg you, let us have the knife.
Let him ask it.
I want the knife.
Let him ask again.
I want the knife.
Only a man whose heart is pure can wield a knife, and if you're such a man, you will have it.
Celebrity Jeopardy. Before we begin the double Jeopardy round, I'd like to ask our contestants once again, please refrain from using ethnic slurs. That said, let's take a look at the scores. Sean Connery has set a new Jeopardy record with negative $230,000.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you, Trebek? What with your Dago mustache and your greasy hair?
Look, what did I just say about ethnic slurs? From third, Rock from the Sun, French Stewart in second place with negative $17,000.
I'm a late bloomer, Alex, and in Double Jeopardy, I'm gonna bloom.
Sure you will. And finally, Back again, Burt Reynolds in a commanding lead with $14.
Hey, check out the podium. Look at this.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
Great. Let's take a look at the final board. And the categories are potent potables, sharp things, movies that start with the word Jaws, a petit déjeuner. That category is about French phrases, so let's just skip it.
Hey, I speak a little French. You're an ass bite. Pardon my French.
My name's French.
Yeah, well, who gives a damn?
Moving on. Animal sounds, condiments, and finally, your ass or a hole in the ground. Mr. Reynolds, unfortunately, you're in the lead, so we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'll take the condom thing for $8,000.
That's condiments. For $400. This condiment is made from mustard seeds. French Stewart.
The answer, of course, is onions. I'll take condiments for $800, thank you.
That's not the right answer. Burt Reynolds.
That's not my name.
Okay. Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, what do you want?
You buzzed in.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion.
I hate my job. The answer was mustard. Mustard is made from mustard seeds. Mr. Reynolds, it's still your board.
Yeah, well, why don't you give me ape tit for $200?
It's not ape tit. It's a petite, never mind. Let's just go to animal sounds for $600. This is the sound a doggy makes. Mr. Connery.
Moo.
No.
Well, that's the sound your mother made last night.
Okay, that's not necessary. Burt Reynolds.
Who is Scooby-Doo?
No.
Yeah. That was a funny dog, Scooby-Doo. He drove around a van and solved mysteries.
That is incorrect.
No, that's correct. I remember, you had a pal, Scrappy-Doo.
No. French Stewart, the sound a dog makes.
Who is John Cafferty in the Beaver Brown Band? Thank you very much. I'll take animal sounds for $800.
No! Good Lord! We would have accepted Bow Wow or Ruff.
Oh, Ruff. Just the way your mother likes it, Trebek.
Come on, that is way out of line. Mr. Reynolds, what are you doing?
Yeah, I found this backstage, oversized hat. It's funny.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. It's funny. It's funny because it's bigger than a, you know, a normal hat.
I see that. Get back to your podium.
Take a look at that.
Yeah, I see it. Go back to your podium. It's not funny. What's going on? Okay, let's just move on to Final Jeopardy. And the category is, you know what? I tell you what, just write a number. Any number and you win. We'll accept any number at all, a 1 or a 2 or a 3, or how about a 4? It's that simple. I know you can do this. Let's start with French Stewart, who's grinning like an idiot. You look pretty sure of yourself. Think you've got the right answer.
Yes, I'm pretty sure of it, Alex.
Well, all you had to do was write down a number, and you wrote 3. Combination of 3 and 5. Simply stunning. And you wagered Texas with a dollar sign in front of it. I'm speechless.
No, I did not get the answer from anyone else. It all came from Mr. Stewart's noggin up here.
That's beautiful. Mr. Reynolds.
Yeah, don't bother. I didn't write anything.
Good work. All right. Finally, Mr. Connery, the category was numbers, and you wrote a letter V. Well, I tell you what, my friend, V is a Roman numeral, so despite your best efforts, you answered correctly. Let's see what you wagered. Suck it, Trebek. That's all the time we have. Good night. Would you get that off me?
You to,
Yes?
Strip down.
But, General, as much as I respect your rank, I think.
As you were, I'm not asking for respect. I'm asking for something more.
I know it must get terribly lonely up here.
Lonely? That's Section 8 talk, girlie. A man can't be lonely when he's surrounded by 24 of the finest boys who ever chow down together. But I've been in this crate for. By God, for 6 years. 6 years barreling along in the belly of this monster. both eyes peeled for the enemy, waiting for the big one. 6 years without a movie, without a leave, without the USO. 6 years without a woman.
That must be some kind of a record.
So I'm asking you, in the name of all that's sacred to the free world, for the sake of those of us who are stemming that vicious, slimy tide of totalitarianism, for those of us who stand with our backs against the wall and our fingers in the dike, I'm asking you, if you love your country, give me one little peek.
You make me proud to be an American. General, you said you just wanted to look.
Sometimes looking isn't enough.
Many, many guys and girls, all real beauties, everybody making a stab. They hurt themselves. Single rule the world, feeding.
Mexico, and you get invited to a costume party, don't go as a mountain lion, because you might wind up getting trapped and skinned.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night,
There was someone killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it made my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold's high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
Get myself born into.
Oh, relax, will ya? Flippy to see who faints first.
You've played a good game, boy. But now your time has come.
Marissa, duck!
A swing and a miss on Dexter Ward. I'll tell you, it's a great night for a baseball game. I'm Stu Nahan, and we're here at the Castle Orlock. Now, Dexter's having a great year. He's hitting .498. I'll tell you, that's a big batting average. Four home runs, something like 49 RBIs, and 16 stolen bases. All right, here's the windup. And the pitch. There's a deep drive going out to right field. Lebesky going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. My gosh, it's out of here!
Forward, man! We must not falter in our purpose!
Sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love. Shiny, shiny pants and bleached blonde hair. A double kick drum by the river in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. Another than another. body and move myself to dance in the warm liquid flowing glowing glass. Classical music blasting, mass ringing in my ears. Oh, I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer, she fell in love with another, she fell in love. I miss the innocence I've known, playing Kiss covers, beautiful and stone. I miss the innocence I've known, playing Kiss covers, beautiful and stone.
Grandfather.
I'm as human as the next man.
I was the next man.
Ships that pass in the night.
Do you remember the last time we had a quiet drink? Mm-hmm. I had a milkshake.
Mm-hmm. What did we talk about?
We didn't talk. We never talked.
Do I detect a rebuke?
A regret. It's just the two of us, Dad. It was a lonely way to grow up. For you, too. If you'd been an ordinary average father like the other guys' dads, you'd have understood that.
Actually, I was a wonderful father.
Wonderful.
Did I ever tell you to eat up, go to bed, wash your ears, do your homework? No, I respected your privacy, and I taught you self-reliance.
What you taught me was that I was less important to you than people who'd been dead for 500 years in another country. And I learned it so well that we've hardly spoken for 20 years.
You left just when you were becoming interesting.
Dad, how
can you... I'm here now. What do you want to talk about?
I can't think of anything.
Then what are you complaining about? Like, we have work to do.
We'll be right back. sing one, then you sing one. And we've got Tracy and Roberta here to help you. And I think you know the words. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Hi. Let's make this one reach the heavens.